弟兄姊妹大家早。
Good morning, brothers and sisters.
我们请弟兄姊妹先和我一同来读两处圣经。
We read two sections of the Bible this morning.
第一处在帖撒罗尼迦前书第五章。
First Thessalonians chapter 5.
第十六节到十八节。
Verses 16 to 18.
帖撒罗尼迦前书第五章。第十六节到十八节。
First Thessalonians chapter 5 verses 16 to 18.
要常常喜乐，不住的祷告，凡事谢恩，因为这是神在基督耶稣里向你们所定的旨意。
Rejoice always, pray without ceasing, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you.
腓立比书第四章。
And then Philippians chapter 4.
腓立比书第四章第五节到第七节。
Philippians chapter 4.
第六节，对不起，第六节到第七节。
Verse 6 and 7.
应当一无挂虑，只要凡事借着祷告、祈求和感谢，将你们所要的告诉神，神所赐出人意外的平安，必在基督耶稣里保守你们的心怀意念。
Be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God, and the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus.
这两处圣经啊，非常的宝贵。
These are two very precious verses.
我希望青年的弟兄姊妹啊，你能够牢记在心。
And I hope that the young brothers and sisters, you can remember this verse.
这个对我们基督徒属灵生活是有很大的帮助。
And they will help you in your spiritual life.
我想弟兄姊妹虽然在加拿大。
And even though we're in Canada.
你们知道上个礼拜四呢是这个美国的感恩节。
You would know that last Thursday is the American Thanksgiving.
不知道加拿大是什么时候。
It's last month.
Last month. 那对于基督徒来说
So for Christians
我们知道这个基督教里面定了很多的这些节日
You know that Christianity has set up many holidays
在我的感觉里面呢
In my feeling
在美国这个感恩节呢是比较最具有意义的一个节日
This Thanksgiving is the most meaningful holiday
因为其他的节日呢要不然就是假的
Because the other ones, either they are fake
像圣诞节了这个什么复活节了那都很多假的东西
Like Christmas or Easter, they're fake
要不然呢就是很邪恶像那个什么这个万圣节
or they're very evil, like Halloween
那么对于这个基督徒来讲的话这个感恩节呢是有点意义的
So for Christians, Thanksgiving has some meaning
当然呢我们都晓得对我们来讲我们今天不需要去庆祝这些节日
Now, of course we know that we don't need to celebrate these holidays
在旧约圣经里面以色列人所过这些节日到了新约圣经里面对我们都具备有属灵的含义
And in the Old Testament time the Israelites had many holidays and feasts they have meanings in the New Testament time as well
所以我们基督徒呢不需要去庆祝这些节日
So we as Christians we don't need to celebrate these holidays
但是呢在美国他们过这个感恩节的时候呢
But so in the US when they go through the holiday
叫我里面呢感觉有一个很深的感触
I have a very deep touching in my heart
因为呢这个感恩节呢是大概两百多年以前呢美国的先祖们就那帮清教徒们他们所定下的
So for over 200 years ago those Puritans did the founders of the US country they set up that holiday
因为他们在欧洲受到了逼迫所以他们到了新大陆寻找一个自由敬拜的环境
Because they were persecuted in Europe and when they found this new land they want to find a more freedom of worship
他们最早来到了 New England 地区啊，那是一个天寒地冻的一个地方。
So they went to first New England, that's a very cold place.
但是神恩待他们，结果他们过了一年，他们有丰收。
God blessed them, they had a harvest the next year.
所以他们从内心的深处感谢神的恩典。
From the bottom of their heart, they thanked the grace of the Lord.
因此呢， 他们立了感恩节的。
That's why they set up Thanksgiving.
那他们是真的对神感恩。
They truly were thankful.
因为这班人他们敬虔爱主。
Because they have the heart to love the Lord.
我们知道因着他们这个感恩。
We know that because of their thankfulness.
所以两百年建立了世界的第一强国。
In 200 years, they built up the number one country in the world.
因为神的大的祝福临到。
Because God's most gracious blessing was upon them.
但是今天呢？对美国人来讲，我觉得他们已经忘恩了。
So today, I think that the American people has forgotten the grace.
啊，所以到了感恩节呢，他们只想到火鸡，没想到神。
So the only thing they think is turkey, not God.
啊，所以呢，我们看见目前美国的光景面临空前的危机。
You see that the Americans are facing unsurpassing difficulties.
这不是因为他们的科技不够。
It's not because they lack technology.
他们缺少知识。
Or they lack knowledge.
不，他们缺少对神的感恩的心。
No, but because they lack that thankfulness to God.
他们的祖先因为感恩，所以神祝福那个国家。
Their ancestors were blessed because of their thankfulness.
他们的子孙忘恩，所以呢，这个祝福就失去了。
Their descendants forgot that grace. That's why they lost the blessing.
所以弟兄姊妹们，这个感恩是多么重要的一件事情。
So brothers and sisters, you see, it's important to be thankful.
当然，很多时候我们好像到了感恩的季节的时候，才提醒我们，哦，才记得想要感恩。
But of course, when we come to the season of Thanksgiving, we're reminded to be thankful.
所以有的基督徒说啊，我们感恩是天天的，应该是。
So Christians would say that we should be thankful every day.
不是那个节日的。
Not just on that one holiday.
但是圣经不是说天天的。
But the Bible didn't say every day.
圣经说什么？
What did the Bible say?
要凡事谢恩。
Rejoice in the Lord always.
每一件事情上面都要学会谢恩。
And on everything you need to learn to be thankful.
使徒保罗在帖撒罗尼迦前书第五章告诉我们要凡事谢恩。
The Apostle Paul in the 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 says, Rejoice always.
在腓立比书第四章就告诉我们说要感谢。
In Philippians, it would say, rejoice.
你看在帖撒罗尼迦前书他讲了三件重要的事情。
In 1 Thessalonians, it speak three things.
常常喜乐。
Rejoice always.
不住祷告。
Pray without ceasing.
凡事谢恩。
And in everything give thanks.
在腓立比书第四章告诉我们什么呢？
And in Philippians chapter 4 it says,
祷告、祈求和感谢。
Prayer, supplication, and thanksgiving.
你有没有注意到一件事情呢？
Did you see something?
保罗都是把那个感谢放在最后。
Paul leave thanksgiving at the very end.
这说明什么呢？说明这个感谢谢恩呢，这个才是最重要的东西。
It means that thanksgiving is the most important thing.
是常常喜乐很重要。
True, you need to rejoice always.
不住祷告也很重要。
You need to always pray.
但是不要忘记凡事谢恩。
But don't forget to give thanks.
祈求祷告很重要。
It's important to pray.
祈求也很重要。
It's important to give supplications.
但是不要忘记谢恩。
But don't forget thanksgiving.
其实呢，弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters,
一个人如果懂得谢恩的时候呢，
if you learn to be thankful,
你即使没有祷告，
even without prayer,
你没有祈求，
without supplication,
你在神跟前也是蒙恩的，
you are still blessed by the Lord.
今天对世界上的人来说，
for those people in the world today,
我们常常讲说做人要常常感恩，
we say that you need to be thankful.
好像呢这是一个做人基本该有的态度。
It's like a basic attitude for a person.
所以是常常有时候年长人劝勉年轻人呢，你们要学会感恩。
So the elderly would encourage the young people, you need to be thankful.
不要老是埋怨你的父母。
Don't just complain about your parents.
不要老是埋怨这个环境。
Don't complain about the circumstances.
你做人要有感恩的心。
You need to be thankful.
所以对世人来讲，这个感恩好像是一个做人的态度。
So for the worldly people, it seems to be a life attitude.
宗教上面也讲感恩。
In religious terms, they talk about thanksgiving.
宗教的感恩呢，好像代表一种的度量。
It speaks of your measurement.
那么我想弟兄姊妹们对基督徒来讲呢，
But for a Christian,
感恩不光是一个态度，
It's not just an attitude.
感恩也不光是一个是一个度量。
It's not just your measurement.
因为我们的感恩是有对象的。
But there is a target of our thankfulness.
因为我们是因为神而感恩。
We're thankful because of God.
所以呢，这个感恩呢，是因为认识神和认识神的作为而感恩的。
We're thankful because we know God and we know His doing.
当然，我们知道在圣经里面呢。
We know that in the Bible.
很清楚告诉我们是因为有恩典所以你感恩。
It shows us clearly that because there's grace, then therefore you're thankful.
我们的神是恩典的神。
Our God is a God of grace.
他的作为也是充满恩典。
And His works is full of grace.
所以弟兄姊妹们，基督徒的感恩是有对象的。
So Christians, we have a target of our thankfulness.
所以我们因为认识神在神面前而感恩。
Because we know God and we thank Him.
如果今天呢 你对神有了很深的认识
today if you have a deep understanding of God
你很多时候来到神跟前不需要祷告不需要祈求的
many times you would come before the Lord without praying or supplication
你只要感谢就行
you just thank him
因为你太认识他了
because you know him so well
对吧像我们这个朋友之间也是这样
it's just like among friends
如果我们真是一个太好的朋友 太熟悉了
if you really know the friend
有的时候呢熟悉到一个地步的时候你根本都不需要提什么不需要求什么
or sometimes you don't have to mention anything to the person
因为你知道他一定会帮助你的
because you know that he will surely help you
所以呢我们知道这个感恩呢是因为认识神也认识神的作为
so we're thankful because we know God and we know his doing
我们晓得特别是在一个大的困难的环境的里面的时候
particularly when we're in deep trouble
你从圣经看也好从圣徒们的经历中也看也好当他们来到一个极其大的困难的环境中的时候呢往往他们是不是祷告祈求他们是感谢
whether you look at the Bible or the experience of the saints when they are faced with deep troubles when they come without praying and supplication but they give thanks
比方说我举个例子举一些例子来说明
for example
像主耶稣
for example, Jesus.
在约翰福音第十一章
In John 11
那个时候我们知道在伯大尼这个家里面发生大的难处
And we know that in the household of Bethany there's a great difficulty
因为呢那个弟弟拉撒路死了
Because the brother Lazarus has died
所以马大跟玛利亚心里非常难过
So Martha and Mary were deeply sorrowful
他们曾经邀请还 病重的时候要请主来
When Lazarus was sick they invited the Lord to come
但是主没有来
But the Lord didn't come
主等他死了才来
The Lord waited until his death
所以你看见哈这个马大跟玛利亚里面充满了埋怨
So you see that in Martha and Mary they're full of complaint
所以他们一见到主就怪主
When they see the Lord they complain to the Lord
连那个最爱主的玛利亚呢都不肯出来见主
Even Mary who loved the Lord the most would not come to see the Lord
我想这也是我们今天在生活中呢一个很正常的现象对不对
This is a normal condition in our life.
如果我们遇见了非常大的难处我们祷告祈求主也没帮助
If we have such difficulty and we pray to the Lord and the Lord didn't help us
当然我们心里面就有怨言
Of course we complain in our
life. 我们对主也觉得埋怨
And of course we complain to
the Lord 所以马大跟玛利亚他们也是他们在那埋怨
So same with Martha and Mary
那么主耶稣到了那里就对他们说你们带我到拉撒路的坟墓那里去。
So the Lord, when he got here, he told, take me to the tomb.
这个故事大家都很清楚。
You know that story.
那么主就吩咐他们把石头滚开。
So the Lord ordered them to remove the stone.
然后主耶稣面对这个坟墓的时候啊。
So the Lord, when he faced the tomb.
你会看见很特别的一件事情。
You see something special.
主没有祈求。
He didn't beg.
主没说父啊求你让拉撒路死活
He didn't pray to the Lord to the heaven Father let Lazarus come to life He didn't
主耶稣面对这个坟墓的时候呢主的态度是什么呢
What was his attitude when he was facing the tomb
主说父啊我感谢你
Father I thank you
我感谢你
I thank you
因为你总是听我的
Because、
听我的祷告
You always hear my prayer
所以你看见在这么一个面临死亡面临最大难处的情况里面的时候主耶稣给我们做的榜样是不需要祷告只要感谢
You see that in the hour of the most difficult hours the Lord given us an example you do not pray but you give thanks
这是一个很重要的提醒
This is a great reminder for us
弟兄姊妹们不仅主是这样给我们做了榜样
Not only the Lord is our example
你看使徒保罗也是这样的
Apostle Paul is also like this
保罗写很多的书信。
When Paul wrote many epistles,
他为很多的教会感谢神。
And he thanked many churches for that to the Lord.
奇妙，他也为哥林多教会感谢神。
He also thanked the Lord for the churches in Corinth.
我们都知道哥林多的教会里面许多的难处。
We know that the church in Corinth has many difficulties.
保罗在世的日子恐怕为哥林多教会流的眼泪最多。
When he was alive, he probably shed most tears for the church of Corinth.
因为他们非常软弱。
Because they're weak.
他们中间还有人，很多人反对他呢。
And there are many people opposed Paul.
虽然有很多人很跟从他，但是也很多人反对他。
And even though he had many followers, but he had also a lot of opposition.
他们批评他的讲道。
And they critique his preaching.
说呢，他言语粗俗。
And he said, you use words, harsh words.
He 你看保罗讲道不像别人讲道，哦，这亚波罗来讲道是很有学问的。
Not like Apollos, like speak with wisdom.
啊，保罗讲道言语粗俗。
Paul, when he speaks, he's very worked up.
他讲道不好听。
He's not very, very good to hear.
这个保罗呢，讲道呢不会用修辞，那么讲话语调呢也不够温柔。
And he does not use beautiful words or nice tone.
你看弟兄姊妹对他的讲道批评啊。
You see, brothers and sisters critique his preaching.
今天对我们来讲，哇，使徒保罗，我们提起他来，心中很尊敬，对不对啊？
For us, when we mention Apostle Paul, we respect him.
哇，我们要假设能今天请保罗来开特别聚会啊。
And if we can invite Paul for a special meeting today,
哇，我看弟兄姊妹恐怕都坐第一排了。
You'd be first row.
今天保罗来了，你想想看。
Paul's here.
哇，那这个大使徒啊，这个有这么大启示的一个人来了，那我们这是欢喜的不得了，对不对？
One with such great revelation, we would rejoice.
哎，奇怪了，哥林多的弟兄姊妹居然批评他的讲道，你看看。
But the Corinthians critiqued his preaching.
啊，不仅批评他讲道啊。还说呢，这个保罗气貌不扬。
But they also said that he,
he 长得不好看。
He doesn't look good.
就是这个保罗那个样子长得不好看。
He doesn't look good.
他们连他这个样子他也要批评。
He also complained. They also complained about his looks.
是的，根据教会历史啊。
According to church history,
一个传统记载说，保罗这个人长得那个样子是不大好看。
According to tradition, Paul is not a handsome person.
他不是像我们想象的高大。
Not like we think that he's tall or respectful.
不是，我看过他那个画片画像，那个人驼背，有点驼背。
I had a picture of him, but he's a slope. Yeah.
那么样子的有点萎缩，你看那个样子跟。
He looks timid.
跟我们想象完全不一样。
Different from what we imagine.
那么哥林多人呢是很注重体面。
Corinthians they like to look good.
他们呢打扮得很这个整齐的。
They would dress very neatly.
出来的时候看起来都很像样。
And we come out very nicely.
结果呢请来这么一个人讲道，他们这个是不喜欢。
And then someone like Paul came to speak, they don't like
it. 那么几个人都教会里面还有各式各样的问题在里面。
Of course, there are many different difficulties in the church of Corinth.
弟兄姊妹，如果你是面对这么样一个教会啊。
Brothers and sisters, if you're faced with the church of
Corinth, 你怎么祷告呢？
How would you pray?
我们说主啊，求你怜悯他们。
I said, Lord, have mercy on them.
他们真是可怜呢。
They're pitiful.
你要救赎他们。
Save them.
不能让他们这样下去。
Don't let them continue like this.
他们就有这么多难处。
They have so many difficulties.
对这些使徒们呢又不尊敬。
And they don't respect the apostles.
他们真是糟糕。
They're so bad.
主啊，你要在他们中间做点事情。
Lord, work among them.
你虽然不是要严厉惩罚他们，那个审判他们，但至少要做点怜悯的工作吗？
Don't judge them severely, but at least do some work.
如果我是保罗，我写哥林多前书，我就这么写了。
If I was Paul, I would write it like that.
但是保罗是这样写的吗？
But did Paul write like this?
你把哥林多前书第一章打开来看看。
First Corinthians chapter 1.
第一章第四节。
Verse 4.
他说什么？我常为你们感谢我的神。
I thank my God always concerning you.
因为神在基督耶稣里所赐给你们的恩惠。
For the grace of God which was given to you by Christ Jesus.
哦，弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
保罗能为着哥林多弟兄姊妹感谢神。
For the church of Corinth, Paul give thanks to them.
是因为神啊,
because of God. He knows that the church belongs to God.
虽然从人的眼中来看,今天的这个教会不像样子,
even though in the eyes of man, the church is not very good.
但是神有恩典,
but God has grace.
是在基督耶稣里有赐给他们恩典,
in Christ Jesus, God gave them grace.
神能改变他们,
God can change them.
所以呢,保罗呢,在这里为着哥林多的教会呢,
so Paul here thanked for God.
哇,我们都应当学这个啊,
we need to learn this.
今天我们有很多时候发现有很多弟兄姊妹是年轻弟兄姊妹常常讲哎呀我们那个教会
Sometimes the young brothers and sisters say, oh, our church.
你下次不要讲,
don't say that.
你早上起来的时候你说主啊为着温哥华的教会感谢你
In the morning when you wake up, Lord, I thank you for the church in Vancouver.
哇,你这个态度最好啊,
that's a good attitude.
弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters,
你不要一天到晚在这里埋怨,
don't complain all the time.
弟兄姊妹们,你看保罗面临一个最有困难,最不像样的教会,他是用感谢的心来面对的。
You see, when Paul was faced with the most difficult church, he had a heart of thanksgiving.
所以保罗不需要祷告,
he didn't pray.
他为着他们感谢就可以了。
And he thanked the Lord for them.
所以我们说,越在 越困难的情况里面说，你要越学会怎么样感谢神。
The more difficulty you're in, the more you need to learn to be thankful.
我每次这个想到感恩的时候，
and every time when I think about Thanksgiving,
我都想起这个 Matthew Henry 他的故事啊。
I think of the story of Mesh Henry.
这个人呢是一个在圣经上很下功夫的人。
So this is a person who studied the Bible very diligently.
所以他有全本圣经的这个 commentary.
He had the whole commentary of the Bible.
哇，你读他那个 commentary的时候，你发现他对圣经下的功夫真是很大。
And when you read his commentary, you know that he spent a lot of effort.
这是一个爱慕神话语的人。
This is a person who loved the word of the Lord.
所以他的那个 commentary 今天在基督教里面是很风行的。
So the Matthew Henry commentary is very popular.
但是呢,这个人本身呢,他也是个敬虔爱神的人。
This person himself is a very fervent person for the Lord.
所以他又是读到这个帖撒罗尼迦前书第五章说是保罗说凡事谢恩。
So when he read 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, he says, in everything give thanks.
他说好,我在主跟前呢,要学会。
So he said, okay, I need to learn that in everything to give thanks.
所以呢,他就每天天碰见任何事情,他都谢恩。
So everything that he faces, he would give thanks.
结果有一次他出门呢,
so once he leave home,
人家把他这个钱包抢走了。
Someone robbed his wallet.
他回到家里面就想啊,这个钱包抢走了,应该怎么感恩呢?
How do I give thanks, he thought, to the Lord after my wallet was stolen?
那保罗说了凡事嘛,对不对?
Paul said in everything.
那就是不论好事坏事都应该感恩呢。So
regardless of the good thing or bad thing.
他很幽默的。
He's very funny.
所以呢,他就用笔就写下来了。
So he wrote down.
那怎么感恩呢?
So how would he
那钱包给他抢了,你还感恩吗?
My wallet was stolen, how do I give thanks?
他就写了几个点。
So he wrote a few points.
好的,第一个点,
first of all,
感谢神,
thank God.
我只被抢了一次,没有抢很多。
I was only robbed once and not a lot of money.
没有抢很多次,只被抢了一次。
I was not robbed multiple times, but only once.
第二个点,
secondly,
感谢神, 钱失去了,但人很平安。
I lost money, but I was safe.
第三个点,
thirdly,
感谢神,
thank God.
这个钱给他抢的不太多。
I did not lose a lot of money.
第四个点,
number four.
感谢神,
thank God.
是人抢我, 不是我抢人。
Someone robbed me, I didn't rob them.
第五个点,
number five.
感谢神,
thank God.
一切事都是神所许可的。
All things are permitted by God.
哎呀,你看,我们的弟兄真的是懂得如何感恩呢。
You see, our brother know how to give thanks.
他就是要怎么样? 要实行神的话语。
He needs to put into practice the word of the Lord.
弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters,
我们作为基督徒,
we as Christians,
我们应当记得,凡事谢恩。
We need to remember that in everything give thanks. I'll tell you some of my stories.
请大家原谅我自己本身的经历。
Forgive me for saying some of my own stories.
有很多弟兄姊妹可能知道我在2008年的时候
So many of you in 2008
我因为这个甲状腺有问题
I had some illness in my thyroid
结果没想到呢这个thyroid这个病呢 它演变成为一个很可怕的病叫做grave disease
This thyroid disease rolled into a grave disease.
一般医生来讲的话，他就说你这个thyroid的问题，如果用药把它控制好的话，就可以最怕什么变成grave disease.
So the doctors say that if you can use medications to control the thyroid problem, that's good. But then the most fearful thing is that it rotates into a grave disease.
我开头啊，我听到这个什么grave disease，我也不在意，我也不想这大概是什么病没。
So at the beginning, when I heard of grave disease, I thought this is some illness.
但是我看那个医生的脸啊，很严肃。
But then the face of the doctor was very serious.
后来我才知道这是一个很可怕的东西啊。
Later on, I realized this is a very fearful thing.
因为这个病是攻击你的眼睛的。
Because this thing attacks your eyes.
它立刻呢，这个眼睛里面的肌肉呢，就开始水肿。
So the muscle in the eye would start to swallow.
这个水肿呢，就压到那个视神经。
And then it will suppress the visual nerve.
突然之间呢，哇，我的整个眼睛呢，忽然看不见。
So all of a sudden, I couldn't see anymore.
我在这个之前，我身体都很健康，从来没碰见过这样的情形。
So prior to that, I was very healthy and never had these problems.
一下之间呢，整个天地都昏暗。
Suddenly, the whole visual was dark.
我看什么东西啊，都是。
Everything I see was blurry.
所以那段时间对我来讲，什么红的、蓝的、黄的颜色，对我都没有意义。
So red or blue or yellow, I couldn't tell.
这个看什么东西都是模模糊糊的。
Everything I see was blurry.
我才知道这是一个蛮严重的问题。
So then I realized this is very serious.
真正到了个严重的情况的时候啊。
When it comes to the most severe point.
我就是这么近啊，面对面看弟兄啊，这整个脸都是模糊的。
So even this close, you wouldn't see me.
我看不见。He
couldn't see.
所以那个时候呢，当然呢，我想基督徒都是这样的。病一来的时候呢，我们第一件事情呢，赶快去祷告，对不对
？Christians, when we get sick, first thing we do is pray.
所以我是一样跪下来，要跪下祷告。So
I kneel down and I pray.
求主医治我。Lord,
please heal me.
那么很多弟兄姊妹们也是说，哦，哇，这下。 这个我们教会这个传道人得病了，那得要好好的祷告，叫主医治。
Some brothers said that, oh, the preacher of our church is sick. We gotta pray.
他们也希望在我身上显个神迹。
Maybe there's a miracle in his.
他说这样的话呢，可能教会就会复兴了。
And the church would be revived.
所以他们说，那就是要他马上就好。
Lord, heal him right away.
是，我也开头到主跟前，我按照一般的情况祷告。
According to normal. Procedures, I prayed.
但是很奇妙的,
but amazingly,
主在我的里面给我一个, 很清楚的感觉,
and the Lord gave me a feeling. Very clear. Don't pray.
你信我已经这么多年了,
You've believed me for this many years.
你还不认识我吗?
Don't you know me?
我认识神,
I know God.
所以呢，那里面的感觉说，你只要感谢就好了。
The feeling tells me just give thanks.
所以从那个时候开始起,
so from that point on,
我再也没有一次求神医治我。
I never once prayed for the Lord to heal me.
我每次来到神的跟前，我就感谢。
And every time I come to the Lord, I give thanks.
你记得在腓立比书我们刚读的圣经吗?
I remember Philippians.
保罗说哈，应当一无挂虑。
Paul said, "Be anxious for nothing."
只要凡事借着祷告、祈求和感谢，对吧？
But in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your request be made known to God.
你知道保罗在这提到三件事,
so Paul mentioned three things.
其实这三件事里面最好的就是感谢。
The most good thing is thanksgiving.
今天呢, 我们很多基督徒呢, 你实际来说, 赶快求神啊, 帮助我求神,
不，弟兄姊妹们，如果你真的认识神的话呢，你感谢他。
When things come to us, we rush to pray, but really, when you know God, you need to give thanks.
所以我那个时候里面的感觉就是，你感谢就好了。
So that was the burden in me, I just need to give thanks.
啊，当我里面充满感恩的心的时候呢。
So when I was filled with thanksgiving.
哇，真是感谢主。
I thank the Lord.
啊，我里面就充满平安。
I was filled with peace.
非常的安息。
Very rested.
我一点也不着急。
I never was anxious.
没有任何的忧虑。
I wasn't worried.
你知道我那个时候严重到一个地步啊。
My illness got to a point.
有时候我们在家里上桌吃饭呢，我都不知道吃了什么东西。
So when we're eating at home, I didn't know what I took from the dinner table.
我根本看不见菜。
I couldn't see the dishes.
当然感谢主了，我姊妹很爱我，她煮的都是好菜。
And my wife loved me much. She cooked good food.
她没有看我眼睛不好，弄点什么奇奇怪怪东西。没有。
She didn't cook me stuff because I couldn't see.
所以呢，我在家里吃饭呢，我不需要看着，放心吃就好了。
So I trusted, so I eat.
不过呢，有的时候弟兄姊妹请我出去吃饭，我要小心一点。
So when people invited me out, I need to be careful.
对呀，你看摆在眼前的这个饭菜就看不见。
You wouldn't know what's in front of you.
啊，我还以为是。我不感谢主，虽然这样，主让我照常的服侍，我也没有停下来过。
And the Lord allowed me to serve, I never stopped.
所以我一次到了台湾。
So in Taiwan, there's
哇，他那个火车站那个落地的玻璃也擦得非常明亮。
There's a in the train station. There's a very big glass. They wiped it very clean.
所以呢，那天我拎那个行李，我就这么走过去了。
So I took my luggage and walked right into it.
结果嘣一声，好大声啊！
And he hit.
头上撞个包。
There's a bump.
心里觉得很不好意思，我想到我们旁边大都是干着我的。
And many people saw me and they laugh.
感谢神。
Thank God.
虽然我们有这么多的一些的不方便
even though I had many inconvenience
但是我里面人就在主面前感谢他
but I thank the Lord
所以呢虽然外面的眼睛看不清楚
even though I couldn't see
我们晓得基督徒有两个眼睛里面还有一个眼睛
Christians have two eyes we also have an inside eye
所以保罗曾经为我们里面的眼睛祷告
Paul also prayed for our eyes on the inside
求神照亮你们里面的眼睛
May God illuminate your inner eyes
叫我们来认识他
That you may know him
所以呢我外面看不见
I couldn't see on the outside
感谢主里面还可以看见
But on the inside I could
所以呢我那个时候就发现弟兄姊妹如果你能够多背一点圣经那就很好
See, I realized then if you could memorize a lot of verses, that's good
因为那个时候我连圣经也不能读
Because back then I couldn't read my Bible
拿着最近用放大镜看都觉得很困难
Not even with magnifying glasses
我有很多周边很多弟兄姊妹他们很爱护我
Many brothers, they love me
他们就是送放大镜我家里现在好多放大镜
They give me a lot of magnifying glasses.
各式各样放大镜。
All types of them.
因为一看着我，大家同情我，就送个放大镜给我。
They sympathize me, so they give me magnifying glasses.
有的还有灯的，还有灯的。
Some came with lights.
那么在香港，一个弟兄说：“哎呀，兄弟，我可怜了。”那么送你一个 chips， 给装在电脑上面。
A brother in Hong Kong gave me a computer chip.
但你看不见，你又听到了。
You couldn't see, but you could hear.
因为那个可以播那个圣经呢，我也不太喜欢听那个东西。
I didn't like to listen to that.
那么弟兄姊妹们，各式各样的爱心，不感谢主，弟兄姊妹们。
But thank the Lord.
虽然那个时候眼睛不能什么书也不能看了，圣经也看不见。
Even though I couldn't read books or the Bible.
哎呦，这个时候我才发现我多年以前呢，在主面前里面储存的一点点的圣经有用啊。
Then I realized many years ago I stored some Bible verses in my heart. They come to use.
我就思想这些话语。
Then I meditated on these words.
哇，这个里面真是充满了喜乐。
And I was filled with joy.
充满了甘甜。
And filled with sweetness.
这个我可以借这些话语主交通。
I could fellowship with the Lord through these words.
也许有很多人他们病人在家里面觉得很无聊，我一点都不会觉得无聊。
people get sick, they lying on their bed at home, they feel boring, but I wasn't bored at all.
啊，主也照样的让我能从主的话里面有点点领会，我也可以服侍。
And the Lord taught me things through these verses, and then I could serve.
你看这个基督徒不一样，对不对？
So this is a different Christian.
所以为这些，我满心的感谢我的主。
For these reasons, I thank the Lord with all my heart.
啊，我过去这两年多的时间里面。哇，这个进出这个开刀房进出好多次啊。
In the past 2 years, I went into a lot of surgeries.
啊，至少进去了五次以上。
Over 5 times at least.
连那个医院的护士看到我都觉得可怜。
And even the nurse pitied me.
哎，他说你怎么又来了？
You again?
我就进出好多趟。
I was in and out of the hospital a lot of times.
有一次我姊妹还记得，那天呢，我开完刀出来了。
Once my wife remembered when I finished the surgery.
他说看他醒了没有啊？
Let's see if he wakes up.
其实我已经可以听见他的话。
Because I could hear them.
我说我醒了。
I was awake.
哦，我那个人糊里糊涂的，有点糊里糊涂。
I was a little confused.
我说我背一段圣经给你们听。
I'll memorize the verse for you.
我就真的背了一段圣经。
So I recited the verse.
哇，他们很惊异啊。
And they're amazed.
啊，所以弟兄姊妹们，你要趁着你现在眼睛好，要好好读圣经啊。
When you have good eyesight, you should read the Bible.
不要东张西望的。
Don't look around.
你要把主的话存在心里面。
Store some word of the Lord in your heart.
到有一天呢，你就发现这个很有用处。
One day you'll find they're very useful.
所以感谢主这两年多的时间。
I thank the Lord that in the past 2 years.
将近三年的时间。
Almost 3 now.
虽然这个眼睛的情况一直都处在一个很不好的情况里。
But my eyes were in a very difficult situation.
不，感谢主，今天呢，你们看见我的时候，我已经逐渐开始。离开这个难处了。
So today I'm gradually leaving that difficulty.
现在弟兄姊妹在坐底下的脸我都看见。
I can see your faces now.
你知道前一阵子啊，我站在讲台上的时候根本看不见你们。
You see, a while ago when I stood up here, I couldn't see you.
我只知道底下很多人。
I know there's people.
啊，甚至有些大的特会，好几百人在底下，我只晓得底下很多人，根本看不见弟兄姊妹的脸。
Even special conferences, I would just know there's a lot of crowd in there, but I couldn't see your faces.
有没有记得我那个时候讲道书呢？我写大字报啊。
When I preached, I have to write big letters.
要那个用很大的字，那个才能看得见。我都把圣经呢，结果姊妹用电脑的把它。把它印出来了，印特大的字。
So they had to print the Bible verses in big fonts.
感谢主，现在不需要，现在小字可以看。
So I don't need that anymore. I can read.
啊，所以虽然在这样的一个情况的里面
，So even though I was in that situation,
弟兄姊妹们
，Brothers and sisters,
我们不需要着急。
We need not to be anxious.
记得保罗的话说，应当一无挂虑。
Be anxious for nothing.
啊，你就是不仅是祷告。
Through prayer,
祈求,
supplication,
最好的是感谢,
the best is thanksgiving.
啊, 如果你懂得谢恩呢,
if you know to give thanks to the Lord,
这个谢恩给你会带来极大的一个祝福,
this thanksgiving will bring you great blessings.
啊, 所以那个时候, 我在主面前常常有时候感谢说, 主啊, 感谢你。
So at the time I said to the Lord, I thank you, Lord.
你让这个难处是临到我。
You let this difficulty to come upon me.
啊，也不是临到我姊妹，也不是临到弟兄姊妹。
Not to my wife or to anyone else.
啊，我觉得这个病如果临到任何一个弟兄姊妹的话呢，他的工作就失去了。
And if this disease come upon anyone else, they would lose the work.
他们没办法做事，你在 Microsoft 做事的话，你需要眼睛啊，对不对？
If you work in Microsoft, you need to see.
啊，你没有眼睛的话，你只好 quit your job， 对不对
？If you can't see, then you have to quit。
感谢主。
So thank the Lord。
服侍主没有眼睛也可以服侍。
I can serve the Lord without seeing。
所以你看这个多好呢。
This is good。
所以我真的是满心的感谢主。
I thank the Lord with all my heart。
哇，感谢你，你让这个病临到我，没有临到其他弟兄姊妹。
Lord, I thank you that you let this come upon me, not anyone else。
的确，在我们西雅图聚会里，没有其他弟兄姊妹得这个病。
Truly, in Seattle a congregation, nobody had this。
当然，我也深深的明白一件事情，主，让我有这样的一个病是有主的意思。
And of course, the Lord led me into this disease because He had His will.
啊，神的恩典真是足够我们所使用。
And His grace is more than sufficient.
啊，那么虽然外面的眼睛不好了。
Even though I couldn't see on the outside.
但是呢，我的里面 这是充满了安息。
But inside of me there's this peace and rest.
所以呢，这两年多的时间让我领会到一件事情。
So these past 2 years I learned something.
这个感谢是基督徒生活中的一个秘诀。
Thanksgiving is a secret of Christian life.
我今天在这里，对不起，我讲我个人的经历，其实算不得什么。
I talk about my own experience, but it's nothing. I just want to, through my experience, to remind brothers and sisters that in our path of life, there's many difficulties. We have to allow the word of the Lord to be experienced.
So, in Thessalonica, chapter 5,
So in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 it says, in all things give thanks.
他说这是神在基督耶稣里向我们所定的旨意。
So this is the will of the Lord in Christ Jesus.
所以这个谢恩跟神的旨意 是相连的。
So be thankful is connected to the will of the Lord.
我们很多的时候不太懂，我们有时候感谢神感谢神，这个好像没什么。
And many times we say thank the Lord, thank the Lord, and we can't make that connection.
那我想我们基督徒有的时候我们也变成一个口头禅样啊。
So sometimes it becomes a slang in our mouth.
所以你在听着弟兄姊妹常常说感谢神感谢神。
So you hear this around, thank the Lord, thank the Lord.
那个但是呢不要讲的有口无心的。
But don't just say it.
你要真正从心里面来感谢神。
But you have to say it from your heart.
在哥罗西书里面告诉我们
In Colossians it also
他说无论你们说话行事都要凭着基督来感谢神
Regardless of your talk or your doing things but give thanks
我们说话的时候弟兄姊妹们我们应当学会多多的感谢神
When we talk we need to learn to thank God
我们做事的时候我们要学会多多的感谢神
When we're doing things we need to learn to thank God
所以保罗说要凡事谢恩
So in all things give thanks
那么到了菲律比书第四章的时候呢
Philippians chapter 4
他就告诉我们应当怎样来运用这件事情
And he said how can we use this
所以当你遇见重大的难处事情的时候
So when you're faced with difficulties
你不要着急
Don't be anxious
弟兄姊妹们来到他的跟前
When sisters come before him
你可以祷告
You can pray
你可以祈求
Of course you can supplication
但是不要忘记感谢
But don't forget to give thanks
当你真正会感谢神的时候
When you truly give thanks
有的时候根本也不需要祷告不需要祈求
Sometimes you don't need to pray or to give supplication
神的恩典会那样丰丰富富的临到我们
God's blessing will come to you abundantly
也许你们听我讲过
Maybe you've heard
不我再提醒一下
But I'll say this again
希望你不要把它当作故事听
Hope you don't just think this is a story
这差不多二三十年前
So maybe 20, 30 years ago,
我碰见一位年长的弟兄
I met an elderly brother.
有一次他就解释这个感谢这个事情。
So once he explained this Thanksgiving,
他说很多基督徒呢不太懂得这个谢恩是有多宝贵。
And he said that many Christians don't understand the preciousness of give thanks.
他说，比方说我们用生活中最简单的事情来说。
For example, the most simple thing in our life.
我说弟兄啊，我这个送给你。
Brother, I give this to you.
那弟兄就说谢谢
So brother would say thank you
他说你知道吗当他说谢谢这个就是他的了
So when he says thank you this belongs to him
我再拿不回来了
You can't take it back anymore
对不对呢
Isn't that right
你看多好啊
Isn't that good
所以你要懂得这个秘诀
You need to learn that secret
人家把什么东西给你，你说谢谢，你就拿不回来的了。
So when they give you something, you say thank you, you can't take it back anymore.
对神更是这样。
More so for God.
你说主啊，谢谢你的。
You say Lord, thank you. That belongs to you.
主也拿不回去了。
The Lord can't take it back.
所以你看看这个谢恩呢，有这么大一个好处在这里。
So give thanks has great benefit.
所以难怪保罗说你要凡事谢恩。
So Paul said in all things give thanks.
所以我当我们 有一个需要来到的时候，你不要光是祷告祈求。
So when we have needs, don't just pray and give that supplication.
你要记得要感谢。
But give thanks.
如果你真的会感谢的话呢
？If you truly learn to give thanks.
很多时候，也许你根本都不需要祷告和祈求了。
Many times you wouldn't need to pray and give supplication.
所以，主让我在我的病中真正的体会到。这个感谢所带来的这个大的福气。
That in my illness, the Lord taught me the importance of thanksgiving.
所以前几天我去看我的医生。
So a few days ago, I visited my doctor.
这医生很高兴。
The doctor's happy.
因为经过了这个两年多的时间呢，他也是费尽了心啊，帮助我了，医疗医治我。
Because for 2.5 years, the doctor spent a lot of trouble to help me.
所以当他看我的这个情况有转变的时候
，So when he sees that I'm getting better，
哎呀，他非常的高兴
，And he's happy。
啊，我对他说啊，我感谢神呢、啊，让我遇见你们这些好医生、啊。
I told him that I thank God that I can have good doctors like you。
实在是主在环境上安排的。
And the Lord did arrange this.
因为要我自己去找，我也不知道到哪去找。
I wouldn't know where to find these doctors。
啊，那么这个医生呢就很称赞我，他说你呀、啊、真是个好病人。
So the doctor said that you're a good patient。
因为每次。后来他我看你都是好像很安息的很配合的。
Every time that you come, you cooperate.
因为里面没什么着急的。
I was not anxious.
他要怎么做我就怎么做啊。
Whatever he wanted, I'll do it.
因为我不是完全相信的，我相信我在主的手里。
And even though I don't trust him completely, but I trust the Lord.
因为我知道是谁在带领我。
Because I know who's leading.
我也知道是谁用大能的手握住我。
I also know who holds my hand.
啊，我已经跟随我的主几十年了。
I've followed my Lord for decades.
啊，他是多么的有恩典呢。
He's very gracious.
他的作为实在充满恩典。
His work is full of grace.
我们基督徒啊，在地上一生都是从恩典到恩典。
The Christian life is from grace to grace.
你的蒙恩是从恩典开始的。
And your salvation started at grace.
你一生的最终。的结局也是结局在恩典的里面。
End of your life will end in grace.
所以弟兄姊妹们，我们既然从恩典到恩典，那我们当然要感恩了。
If we're from grace to grace, then of course we have to give thanks.
所以一个基督徒如果不懂得感恩呢
？So for a Christian who does not know how to give thanks,
你看这个基督徒生活也过得不正常，对不对
？You see, it's abnormal Christian life.
啊，整天看这个不顺眼，整天埋怨那个。
You see, this is not good. That's complaining.
整天觉得这个环境不对，那个事情不对。
And this is wrong. That's not good.
你想想，你过这种生活，你能正常吗
？Think about it. Can you live a normal life when you live a life like this.
你不可能正常，对不对？
You cannot be normal.
如果真正你里面充满了对神的感恩，
If you're full with thanksgiving,
你知道这位恩典的主，他是用恩典在带领你。
You know that the gracious Lord leads you by grace.
每样事物临到我们，他有美意不必测。
Everything comes upon us, there is His good will.
他都是为着要把那个恩典更多加在我们的身上。
Things come to me to us because He wants to add more grace.
所以圣经中也是话，在恩上加恩呢。
Grace to grace.
这是我们的神。
This is our.
这是神给我们的带领。
This is the leading of our.
所以你看，一个基督徒呢，如果你真正的这样认识神
，So if a Christian who knows God like this,
你这样认识神的作为
，If you know this is God's work,
你常存感恩的心在主的跟前
，When you're full with heart of thanksgiving,
你还会有怨言吗
？Why would you complain?
这个以色列人呢，他们不懂得感恩。
The Israelites, they didn't learn to give thanks.
神呢，把他们从埃及啊那么大的困苦的环境里面带出来。
The Lord brought them out of Egypt from such great difficulty.
到了旷野里面。
When they entered,
啊，遇见旷野这么难处。
There's difficulty in the
way. 他们就完全忘记神的恩典了。
They've completely forgot God's grace.
他们就一路上开始埋怨。
So all the way they started to murmur.
所以神很伤心啊。
So God was sad.
所以呢？因为我们的神是全知的神，他记忆力又很好。
Our God is a God of all knowing, and He has good memory.
所以有一次神就对摩西讲。
So God told Moses.
你看见他们埋怨我十次啊，圣经记得。
They murmured to me 10 times. He told Moses.
因为神都记住了。
God remembers.
当然，神没有因为嫉妒的缘故呢，就这个怎样的来对待他们。
God did not treat them according to what he remembers.
因为神是恩典的神。
Because God is God's grace.
所以摩西很懂啊。
So Moses knows.
摩西知道是神的恩典了。
Moses knows it's God's grace.
啊，所以他常常在神的跟前替百姓祈求。
So he would supplicate.
求神赦免他们。
For God to have mercy.
因为他们不懂。
Because the people doesn't know.
对不对？神很伤心，神说：“你看，我像老鹰把小鹰怎么把他们从埃及飞出来。”
And God said, "You know, I like an eagle carry them out of Egypt."
他们都很快就把我的恩典忘记。
So quickly they have forgotten.
碰见一点点的难处啊，就发怨言。
And they murmured about so little things.
连没有肉吃也发怨言。
Even without meat, they murmur.
啊，他们那个怨言很大。
And they complained loud.
啊，神呢说好了好了，你们要吃肉来吃吧，那么用大东风呢把鹌鹑吹来。
So God said, if you want to eat meat, okay, I'll send the quails by the east wind.
弟兄姊妹们，以色列人不懂得感恩。
Israelites didn't learn to give thanks.
所以呢，他们呢不能蒙神的喜悦。
Because they were not pleased by God.
神虽然爱他们。
God loved them.
但是神没办法喜欢他们。
But God did not, were not pleased with him.
啊，你就像今天做父母的一样。
Just like the parents today.
啊，这个，大家都爱自己的孩子。
Everybody loved their own kid.
但这个孩子如果整天都在发怨言呢，这个父母很心烦，对不对？
If the kid complains all the time, then the parents are not feeling good.
弟兄姊妹们，我们的天性啊。败坏的天性啊，是不懂得感恩的。
Our corrupted nature does not cause us to not give thanks.
我们只知道要求，只知道埋怨。
We make requests, we complain.
结果你晓得，你这个埋怨，你这个要求，不仅叫整个环境给你弄乱了，你自己也过得一个不愉快的生活，对不对？
But all of your complaints and all your requests disturbs all the circumstances and mess up with your heart.
所以本来呢。神要以色列国、啊、做全天下的第一强国的。
So God intended for Israel, the kingdom of Israel, to be the number one in the world.
神对他们说：“你们是单居上不居下，对不对
？”And you, you're the head, not the tail.
对，做头不做尾。
Yeah, it's the head, not the tail.
但是呢，因为他们老是发怨言，他们就老做尾巴。
Because they murmur so much, then they're always the tail.
弟兄姊妹很重要啊。
It's important, brothers and sisters.
请记得
Please remember.
如果你天天发怨言
If you complain all the time,
你不满意
And if you're not satisfied all the time, you don't give thanks all the time.
那你这一辈子只好做尾巴了
And all your life you'll be tail.
中国人讲做尾巴了
Tail.
本来神是叫你做头的
God intended for you to be the head.
结果呢你变到后面你看以色列人历史是不是这样呢
You look at the Israel's history, isn't it?
他们到了迦南美地还是这样
When they came to Canaan, they still like that.
一路上不满足神的带领
On the way there, they were full with complaints.
不懂得神给他们的恩典
Did not understand the grace of God.
神把这个牛奶与蜜之地给他们了
God gave them the land of milk and honey.
把最好的地给他们了
Gave them the best land.
哎呀神在那恩待他们
God was gracious
神说你们呢做六年的事情呢第七年放假
God said you work for six years for the seventh year you have a day off year off
安息
rest
到了四十九年的时候两年安息
and the 49th year you have two years of rest
弟兄姊妹如果今天加拿大政府说啊我从明年开始起啊全加拿大人放假一年
If the government of Canada says from next year on, you all have a year off.
这一年呢，政府全部供应你的需要。
The government will pay you to feed you.
你都不需要做事情。
You don't need to do anything.
你高兴不高兴啊
？Aren't you happy?
哎呀，那我马上就大家做下计划，怎么去旅行呢？对不对
？We'd all set up vacation plans.
你看这个犹太人，他们真的是不懂得神的恩典。
Israelites didn't understand the grace of God.
神说呢，你第七年不要做，第六年的时候呢，我叫你加倍的收成。
God will give them a big harvest at the sixth year, so that they can have the seventh year off.
可以吃三年。
Eat that for three years.
到第八年的时候，你还可以吃陈粮。
Even at the eighth year, you could still eat the leftover.
哇，神实在是恩典的神。
God is a God of grace.
但是呢，我们不懂得接受神的恩典。
But we do not know how to receive His grace.
更不会感恩。
And we're not thankful.
所以你看那个以色列国弄个乱七八糟的。
So you see, the kingdom of Israel is just messed up.
啊，弟兄姊妹们，因为。神的百姓不懂得感恩
Because people of God did not learn to give thanks
所以叫神的恩典就没有办法临到他们
So that the blessings of God could not come upon them
以至于他们过的一个贫穷软弱的生活
They lived a life of poverty and weakness
所以弟兄姊妹们
Brothers and sisters,
圣徒的感恩不是件小事情。
The thanksgiving of the saints is not a small matter.
我们必须要认识我们的神是多么的有恩典。
We must know that how gracious is our Lord.
我们常常面对他。
We face him all the time.
心存感恩。
We give thanks to him.
弟兄姊妹们
Brothers and sisters,
这不仅是一个态度
This is not an attitude, not just an attitude,
不仅是我们一个度量
not just our measurement,
这是一个秘诀
That's a secret,
这个会把神的恩典祝福引进来
We will bring in the blessings of God.
所以我再说啊
I'll say this again.
你如果懂得感恩
If you know how to give thanks,
你根本不需要祈求的
You don't need to give supplication.
神的恩典临到你会加倍的领到
and God's blessing will come to you multiple.
我们家里有小小孩的人都知道啊。
For those of you who have small kids, you know.
有的时候呢，我们好像买了一个小小的玩具给他的时候啊。
When we buy a little toy for the children.
这个小孩有时候不懂事。
So the child is不懂事 doesn't know better.
所以爸爸妈妈常常就说谢谢，说谢谢，要这么教，对不对
？So the parents have to teach the children to say thank you, thank you.
那小孩爸爸说 thank you.
And then the child says,
我说 okay, 好了好了，这给你了。如果哪一次啊，你把一个东西给那个小孩，小孩自己说 thank you, 哇！这我们心里面真是快乐的不得了，对不对？
Give,
是不是这样呢？
If you give something to a child, automatically he would say thank you, and then you rejoice, isn't it?
如果今天早晨我们讲完这边到了，弟兄姊妹们，那就知道了。先给个 God, we thank you. this 味道不大好。
That's not good.
我们要知道主的命令，主的旨意，要天天学会在每一件事情上感谢神。
The commandment of God is that in everything we be thankful.
这个感谢叫你永远没有怨言。
This thankfulness will remove your complaints.
叫你不会去埋怨任何的事情。
Will let you not complain about things.
并且呢，在我的经历里面，当我会感谢神的时候，神就使我里面非常的自由。
In my experience, when I learn to give thanks.God set me free.
我的里面就会变得非常的宽广。
I will feel very broad inside.
你知道，很多的时候我们这个道理容易讲的。
It's easy for us to preach the doctrine.
碰到事情来到的时候呢，你就知道这个有考验。
When we're faced with things, we know the challenge.
我也是常常难处一来到的时候呢，我心里面记着主的话，帖撒罗尼迦前书五章。第十八节说凡事谢恩。
So when things come to me, in my head, I would remember 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 18, in all things give thanks.
但是我嘴巴就讲不出来。
But I can't say it.
我总想，神啊，你总是做一点吧，我再感谢你。
I always say, God, maybe you do some, then I'll give you thanks.
弟兄姊妹们，我们要操练学习这个。
We need to exercise and learn this.
在生活中，碰见任何的事情。
That in all things,
你想到他
when,
你要把感谢归给他
when we think of him, we give him thanks.
这样你是一个自由的人
and then you're a man of freedom.
你是一个宽广的人
you're a broad person.
没有任何东西能够影响你
and nothing can hinder you.
没有任何东西能够限制你
and nothing can limit you.
保罗说你要常常喜乐
and Paul said, rejoice always.
我想只有一个会感恩的人真是常常喜乐，对不对
？I think that a person who knows to give thanks is always rejoiced.
我每件事情都谢谢他，我还有什么考忧虑的呢
？If I thank him on everything, what can I be anxious about?
圣经也告诉我们说，基督徒啊，在地上生活，有衣有食就当知足。
And the Bible says that if you have food and clothing, you should be satisfied.
我们应当过一个知足的生活。
And you should live a life of satisfaction.
只有一个懂得感恩的人，他是时刻都是满足的。
Only a person who knows to give thanks, he's always satisfied.
主把我摆在这个环境里面，感谢他。
The Lord put me in the circumstances I thank.
主把我摆在那个环境里面，我也感谢他。
And the Lord put me in another circumstance I thank.
顺利的时候，富裕的时候。
In times of peace, times of wealth,
感谢他。
I thank him.
穷困的时候也感谢他。
In times of poverty, I thank him.
你是一个懂得知道怎样活在神恩典中的人。
You've learned how to live before the Lord.
所以弟兄姊妹们
Brothers and sisters,
今天早晨呢，也许这个不是一篇什么道吧。
Maybe this is not a sermon.
那是在生活上的一个重要的提醒。
But this is a reminder in our life.
我也发现 在弟兄姊妹在基督徒当中
I've noticed that among brothers and sisters
真正知道感恩的人好像越来越少
People who know to give thanks, the number is decreasing
我们不能把神所给我们这一个宝贵的秘诀失去
We cannot lose this precious gift
我们要学习在生活的里面学习常常把感谢归给他
That in our life we need to learn to always give thanks to him
我们好不好把最后呢我们再把 这两节圣经再读一下好不好
Let's read these verses together
我希望你们能把它记住
I hope you can remember them
这两处的圣经摆在一起啊
When you put these two sections together
就具有一种特别的意义在里面
They have special meaning
这些圣经也许你都很熟的
Perhaps you know these verses well
我常常发现一件事情啊
But I realize something.
有的时候那个圣经呢单独在那里的时候呢你觉得好像平常。
When the Bible verse is by itself, you think it's a common thing.
但是有的时候跟别的圣经一摆在一起的时候呢它就具备有特别的意义在里面。
But when you put it together with other verses, it has special meaning.
所以我们盼望主让我们能把这两处的圣经摆在一起。
So I hope that the Lord can put these two sections together.
在我们的生活中学习来实行它经历它
that we can in our lives to exercise these things
我们先读帖撒罗尼迦前书五章
First Thessalonians chapter 5
16到18节
verses 16 to 18
中文的先来
Chinese first
跟我一起读好要常常喜乐不住的祷告凡事谢恩因为这是神在基督耶稣里向你们所定的旨意
Read loud please Rejoice alwaysPray without ceasing. In everything, give thanks. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you.
我们知道这是使徒保罗啊，那么在教导上面的，给我们一个非常重要的一个提醒。
I know that this is a very important reminder in Paul's teaching.
那这些话呢，需要实行的。
But these things need to be put into practice.
腓立比书 第四章
Philippians chapter 4
第六节到第七节
verses 6 and 7
先来中文
Chinese first
应当一无挂虑只要凡事借着祷告祈求和感谢将你们所要的告诉神神所赐出人意外的平安必在基督耶稣里保守你们的心怀意念
Be anxious for nothingBut in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God, and the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and mind through Christ Jesus.
在帖撒罗尼迦里面是讲到说要常常喜乐，不住的祷告，凡事谢恩。
Thessalonians says, rejoice always, pray without ceasing, in everything give thanks.
在腓立比书里面讲到是祷告、祈求和感谢。
In Philippians it says prayer, supplication with thanksgiving.
所以你看见这两处的圣经啊，都是把感谢放在最后。
So these two sections put thanksgiving at the very end.
其实那个是最重要的一个点。
Because that's the most important point.
啊，愿我们弟兄姊妹们在生活中因为学会凡事谢恩。
So may we learn to give thanks in our life.
主叫我们能过一个满有神祝福的生活。
The Lord will lead us into a life of blessing.
过一个自由又宽广又充满喜乐的生活。
A life that is free and broad with joy.
我们请低头在这里祷告。
Let's pray.
主啊，我们真是满心的感谢你。
Lord, we thank you with all our hearts.
今天早晨我们聚在你的同在里面。
This morning we gathered in your presence.
心中实在充满了喜乐。
We're full with joy.
我们谢谢你把你的话赐给我们。
Lord, we thank you for your words.
这些话实在对我们有何等重要的提醒。
Lord, how much of a reminder these words are to us.
因为你是恩典的主。
Lord, you're Lord of grace.
让我们真是学会凡事谢恩。
That may we learn that in all things to give thanks.
好叫我们一生的生活都是一个感恩的生活。
That in our life we will live a life of thanksgiving.
主啊，你实在是配得我们的称谢。
Lord, you're worthy of our thanks.
你的带领充满智慧。
Lord, your leading is full of wisdom.
你在每一件事情上都给我们做了最好的计划。
In all things you have made the best plan for us.
并且我们一生的终结是充满荣耀。
And that the end of our life is full of glory.
每次想到你。
And every time we think of you.
我们的里面只有感谢。
Lord, we are so thankful.
主啊，不管前面我们会遇见什么事情，
or doesn't matter what we're going to face，
也不管这个世界会怎样改变，
or how the world is going to change，
也不管仇敌有多少可怕的事情要做，
or how many things the evil has in his plan，
让我们心存感谢的活在你的面前，
or may we live before you with a heart of thankfulness，
深信你这位全能的主，
know that the God of Almighty，
你按照你上好的旨意一定要带领我们道路中，
according to his good plan, he will lead us to the end.
我们谢谢你早晨与我们同在。
Lord, we thank you for your presence this morning.
垂听我们的祷告。
Hearken our prayers, Lord.
靠耶稣基督宝贵的名。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.